Hello, this is Dan.
Hi, Dan. This is Nicole with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Yeah, how you doing? Doing good. How's everything?
Good. I wanted to see if you had a minute.
Yeah, I do. I'm not in my office, though, so if it's any, you know, technical kind of questions with math mm-hmm. associated with it, I'm going right off the top of my head here. So.
Okay. I just had a few questions. I'm actually working with Zach in regards to your approval.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking to come to a decision here, and I just, you know, had a few questions for you. It looks like, is there a certain amount you're looking for the funding?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, right now, let me tell you what's going on, give you a little history here.
Okay,
I mean,
sure.
So our business has picked up immensely going into July and mm-hmm. August, September, and so on and so forth.
Okay.
So I've got a lot of front-end loaded material costs and things like that well above our cash flow. So I was trying to get some cash infusion just to cover the material cost and vendor payments. So,
How much do you think you're going to need?
I don't know, 60 to 70, something in that range.
Okay. Perfect. And is there a time frame for the funding?
Pretty much now.
Now? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I had a couple of questions. It looks like you took over the business recently, correct?
Hey, just a second.
Okay.
Go ahead. Yeah, I took over in October.
You took over in October. Okay, and things are going well from what we understand.
Yep.
Okay. Now, we have a question. Are you familiar with a loan that was done through Capital Stack?
A working capital loan.
Does that sound familiar? It's showing up under the business.
How much is it?
I'm not showing that, but it is coming up under the business name, so I was wondering if you took that loan out.
The only thing I can tell you is we took out like an $8,000 receivables loan a month ago.
Okay.
It was $8,000. I don't know who it was because my office manager coordinated everything on it.
Okay.
And it was just to cover receivables on one account because they were just not paying us. So we said, let's just move that one aside and get the money in because we didn't know when it was coming in. But that was it.
Mm-hmm.
The previous owner had several. And I don't know if they carried on, you know, as far as sitting on the books or anything like that from a history standpoint under Lamas Plumbing, you know.
Do you what are the balances that you currently have on any of these loans?
That's it. It's just that one. Hang on.
The one for the 8,000?
That's all I have. Yeah, that's
okay.
It. And that was last month, so I'm not even sure what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, no other.
You don't know what the balance is on that one, though?
Let's just say 8,000 because it was probably, 30 days ago.
Okay.
And I'm not even sure what happened with if the receivables have been partially paid or not because they were just on the receivables.
Okay. That's not a big deal if it's around 8,000. What we'd probably want to do is just pay that off for you so you just have one loan.
Okay.
if that works for you.
That would make a lot more sense. I don't like having to have multiples out there anyway.
Yeah. Okay. So I also have a note here because I believe that you're also working with another lender.
Did Jack tell you the story on this?
He did not tell me.
Okay. So I had, when I contacted your company,
mm-hmm.
I don't know when it was, last week, I had contacted mm-hmm. another company at the same time.
Yeah.
And the other guy's name was Zach.
Mm-hmm.
And so I gave all the information over to my office manager to forward the bank statements and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was working with the other Zach, getting all the information. And then your Zach sent me an email, and I realized that probably was not going to go with the other one anyways.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a coincidence.
Well, not a good one because I wasted about 3 or 4 days. But.
Oh, no. Okay. And is there a reason that you're not going with him, the other company?
Yeah, just the rates. I mean, and you know, I don't know. It's just they seem like more of a, like, I don't want to use the term predator, right?
Oh, okay.
And somebody had recommended it in finance that I work with, and I don't know if they ever worked with them, but yeah, they're, as soon as I contacted them, I mean, they've been like hounding me, you know.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not sure that's the kind of people I want to work with, you know.
Well, what I want to tell you is, we are a direct lender. And then we have some sister banks that we work with as well. And we've been around for about 14 years, and we do equipment financing and working capital, lines of credit. So we offer a lot of different programs, but we do come across these other companies that, you know, may have been in business for 1 year, maybe 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we do see that they, you know, act that way, or very aggressive and whatnot. But the file that they submitted actually came across our desk back to us through our sister bank. So we already know what they've, you know, sent you. It's essentially our loan that they're selling you through our sister bank. Yeah, so it comes across our desk, so it shows that they've, you know, have applied or whatnot. Anyways, so what we can offer you is a loan up to a max of $100,000, and because the business was purchased recently, for a first-time loan with us, we would want to start it out at, let me see here, about an 8-month term with the option to refinance in 4 months and, you know, get something on the books, build a relationship, make sure the payments are made on time, and then at that point we can stretch the loan out if you'd like, and look at different term options as well. I think that we would be coming in at an overall payback that would be lower than what they're offering, and so I will have Zach send you the exact terms on that, but we would be looking at a max of $100,000, 8 months, and you had mentioned $60,000 to $70,000. So do you want him to send you terms on a couple different options?
Exactly. Yeah. Maybe the best thing to do is just send, you know, I don't want to drive you crazy running math, but just send 60, 60, 75 and 100, right? And just 60, whatever terms, just so I can look at it.
Yeah.
I don't want 100 though, but I'm just so I have a comparison if nothing else. And, it should be fine.
Okay. Yeah, on $60,000, I think that we would be around, just to give you kind of what we're thinking, we'd be around. And we can put a prepay addendum in there if you'd like, if you want to pay it off early and get a discount.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, perfect. And so we can request that with your documents. But on $60,000, I mean, ballpark, you'd be looking at around paying, and this would be a daily payback. Monday through Friday, not on weekends or holidays. And you'd be at roughly $453 a day.
So what's the total when it's all paid off at that level?
So if you were not to pay it off early, so this is with no discounts or no refinance discounts, you'd be at on $60,000. $76,200. It'd be principal and interest with no discounts.
So what is my actual interest rate on that?
Well, you're not going to see an APR because...
Right, but I mean... No, I understand because of the daily pay cycle and everything like that.
So we use a rate factor, and essentially a rate factor just gives you your total payback. You know what I mean? That's what we tell you exactly what the payback would be. The reason there's not an APR is because this is not amortized annually. A lot of these terms range from below 12 months. So we have terms that are 3 months, 6 months, out to 3 years we have terms. So it's just really hard to give an APR, and that's why we just give you the actual payback on the loan, principal and interest. And that's really why you would want an APR, so you can figure out how much you're paying back on a loan. We tell you exactly what the payback is in writing, and then we'll give you the discount. It's an addendum we put in the agreement that shows you exactly how much you'll save depending on what month you wanted to pay off the loan. Obviously, you're paying it off earlier. There's more interest in the loan, so you would save more on the interest as well. But if you're doing an 8-month term and you pay it off in month 7, there's not really a lot of interest left, so there wouldn't be a huge, you know, savings, but we do break it down for you.
Yeah, I mean, because what I'm looking at is about a 3-month payout, so because I want to get it off the books as soon as receivables start picking up.
Okay.
Picking up with, you know, the invoices that are coming out. Then, okay. Yeah. So that's what I want to see, what the short pay cycle would look like on it. And then, so let's just say, I'll be back now in a couple of hours. Hopefully that's ready to look at. I called Zach.
Yeah, let me ask you this. Are you wanting the longest term and then you would just pay it off early, or would you just want to do a shorter term?
I want the longest term just because of the way the pay cycle is right now. I mean, they're paying, you know, 60, 90 days out. And I don't want to, you know, short circuit myself, but you know, it's better to have that option than having to go back. But again, the goal is to get it off the books in about 90 days once we pick up and catch up.
So this is what I'm thinking. I'm going to have Zach send you the payback for 60, 75, and 100. And then if that looks good, what he can do is just send you the documents for you to review. So you can just see everything, the breakdown of everything. And then what months do you want him to put the prepay addendum? Do you want like month 3, 4, 5? Would those be the best range for the early payoff?
Yeah, that probably would work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just because it's a custom addendum, so we have to request that for you. Okay. Well, that sounds good. I'm going to have him send this over to you, and then do you want him to give you a call in a few hours?
No, once I get in the office, I'll just look it over, and then I'll track him down. He's been pretty accessible for me.
Okay.
And so today's, what, Wednesday? So if we agree to the amount and terms today, how soon before funding would take place?
So I think that he can get this done for you on Friday.
Okay.
The process would be he'd get the documents over to you. There would be a few more items before funding, a few more financial items they'll need before funding, but at least if you get the documents back, they can get you processed in the system, and then you can just be working on those final items before funding.
Okay. That's fine. Yep.
All right. Perfect. Well, if you need anything else, let us know, and he will send this email out to you shortly.
Oh, yeah, and the back to your point earlier, though, about this other one. So is the best thing to do, if I just want to pay the other one off like you mentioned, let me give my office manager. I need her to contact them just to see how we do it. I don't know what the agreement really is.
Yeah, so what we would need is we would just get you would contact them and get a payoff letter just so we know what the balance is. And then we'll go ahead and just pay them off through the loan for whatever that current amount is. And then you would just have the one loan with us. Yeah.
All right, got it. So it's the same thing as taking out a personal loan, basically. Okay.
Yeah, it's really easy. We do it all the time.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right, very good.
Okay. Well, it's great speaking with you, and we will send this out shortly.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.